This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Bill Townsend is the prominent founder of the internet search engine Lycos and one of the market's top new venture launch specialists. He has an extensive background in managing startups that have become companies such as Alloy, Yahoo, MarketWatch, Google, and eBay. He's currently the executive vice president of PayByTouch, a global leader of biometric authentication. So what are the things you look at when you decide whether you're going to start a new company or not?
There are really four things that I look for when starting a company. The first is this company building something that is defensible? And by that I mean, does it have patent protection? Does it have a business model that is hard to replicate? Can I go into a market and, you know, not have competitors left and right? So I really want to find something that's a little bit different, a little bit more unique than what other people are doing. Secondly, I want to find out whether it's market defining. And by that, what I'm talking about is I can go out and invest 100 hours a week in a company to build it up and make it successful. Do I want to do that for a small company in my neighborhood, or do I want to really do something that is market changing? And for my personal belief is that if you're going to do it big. The amount of time that you'll spend making a big idea work is oftentimes the same or even less than what you'll spend on trying to make a small idea work. Thirdly is I like to look at a company that has long-term goals. I really don't want to find a company or an idea where the people who are involved say, you know what, we're going to IPO this next year, or we're going to sell it, we're going to build it to sell it. I want to find the people and surround myself with people who say, you know what, I could do this for 10 or 15 years, and I can build a great company. Because what happens when you think about long-term building, you start putting the building blocks in place to build a successful company that can weather the downturns. Whereas if you have a company that's focused on, you know, building very rapidly so you can do an IPO, you oftentimes forget to put in the basic foundations of the business. So if something bad does happen, oftentimes that company may fail. Whereas if I have a company that I have a 10-year plan on, I have a very good shot of making that company survive in times of difficulty. Fourthly, I think it's key that you surround yourself with experts and mentors. And these can be people that you know through family, friends, or professional organizations, but it's really important to have people that you can bounce ideas off of who are not your employees. Might be your uncle, might be the woman who owns the coffee shop down the road. But there's people that you trust for advice that you could go to and say, hey, Joe, what do you think of me doing XYZ? And what you want from Joe is you want Joe's honest opinion, and he may come back and say, that's the most cockamamie idea I've ever heard. But at the same time, he might come back and says, that's a great idea. By the way, have you thought of this? And so the ability to surround yourself with people who are going to give you advice is a critical element of creating a successful company.
Bill Townsend is the Executive Vice President of PayByTouch. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.